Let's all say it together. 1, 2, 3.
Previously on the
Zelda Puzzle Podquest.
ZPP. I just picked the best one.
The Link, the hero of Hyrule, had gone through all of the parts of Ganon's tower to get the three keys so that he could go up the middle of the tower to go to where he's going to fight Ganon himself, right?
Yeah.
I presume.
One presumes. And yet, if we all followed the prompts, the instructions that were given to us earlier, it's going to turn out to be Puppet Ganon, right?
Yep.
I think so.
Just wink if I'm right. Okay. And did we decide who's going first?
No.
I think Zach is going first.
I'm going first. Yep. Okay. That means I get to describe the room as we enter the boss chamber. It's a big,
cool,
circular room, kind of dome-ish.
I was hoping it was circular.
But it's like the walls. It's like an arena. Like they're like yeah, an arena with like seating above it, like a ring of seating around it.
Okay.
And there's like wooden pillars lining the circular,
like an operating theater.
Yeah.
Oh, like a gladiatorial,
like a gladiatorial. Yeah.
Okay.
And as Link enters, the door slams shut behind and seals, because you can't back out of this one. And there's like a cackling.
Okay, for something I'm gonna do later, it might be need to be possible for you to turn back.
Okay. The door shuts.
Well, we got a lot of weapons. We can figure out a way.
Okay, great.
The door shuts, but also, you know, we're focused on what's in front of us. We're not looking behind us right now.
Okay.
There's a menacing laugh that permeates the chamber. And then there's some commotion up at the top of it and some crinkling around of wood and fabric, and then descending from the ceiling is a large tiger.
Oh my gosh.
Several times larger than Link, and it does a ferocious growl as it raises its paw, but it raises its paw at the beck of a marionette string. It's very cool.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's Puppet Ganon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Puppet.
I thought it might be. Well, we should somersault out of the way.
Yeah.
You somersault out of the swipe attack. And then it kind of starts bounding around the room in a cat-like manner, but a little more clumsy because it's a marionette.
We'll use that to our advantage.
Yeah.
It's facing you and has its teeth bared.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
We only have 6.5 hearts by my count.
Oh, we forgot to heal hearts!
Did we forget to heal hearts? Are there any pots around the edges of the arena?
Yeah, there are, but they are of limited quantity.
Oh, perfect, yeah. It's classic.
Can we boomerang the puppet strings?
You try and boomerang the puppet strings, but these strings are real tough.
Okay.
They're kind of bouncing
off. They're puppet ropes.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Puppet fiber wire.
Yikes.
Should we try just slashing with our sword? Should we just stand our ground and try to hit it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You approach the Zelda Brute Force Podquest.
Yes.
That's right. You approach and your sword bounces off the exterior
Dang
of
it.
This very intense, scary tiger puppet.
Okay. That didn't work. Are any parts of it made of metal?
You try and look around it and you're getting a feel for what it looks like. It mostly seems to be made of some very sturdy wood and fabric and stuff. But as you're, like, examining it, you see that at the tip of its tail is a glass sphere.
Hmm.
Whoa, okay. Should we try to, like, boomerang the glass sphere?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You fire your boomerang around it. It lunges at you, before it can sink its claws into Link, that boomerang connects with the glass sphere, and it flops to the ground and makes a very pathetic, like, sad tiger noise.
Yes.
Awesome. I love inflicting misery on this tiger.
I think
let's hit it with
now.
Our sword over and over again.
You slash at the thing and it goes, ah, a bunch. But then it gets back up.
Keep doing it. Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
And then it does a lunge attack at you suddenly. Faster than you can dodge, probably.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And you lose
half
a heart.
Well, yeah, we haven't dodged yet, so... Okay.
Then it resumes its pacing around the room.
If only we had, like, a bow and arrow situation.
Or a way to move faster.
Yeah, that would really help. But we do have this Song of Swiftness.
Oh, that's almost as good.
So instead of us moving faster, everything else would move slower. It's basically the same. Do we have time to play a song on the ocarina?
Yeah, by, you know, polite enemy standards, yes.
Thanks, polite enemy.
It's turn-based. So you're moving a little quicker.
Okay, it's good.
Bobbing around, but at a slower rate than usual.
So maybe we can dodge better now.
Do we do the same thing with the boomerang on the tail?
You shoot that boomerang at the tail, and it's stunned again and falls to the ground.
Okay.
Slash it.
Now sword it some more, and then get out of there before our song wears off.
Yes. You do exactly these steps. You stab it a whole bunch. It's hurting. It's licking. It's doing the paw thing where it's kind of licking, like licks its paw and then rubs it on its face. Because it's feeling not so good.
These are some skilled marionetteers.
It's extremely skilled.
Yeah, it's uncanny.
And then it starts doing a new attack. Where it turns into a ball and starts rolling around at a very fast speed.
Oh, I like that guy.
Can we play the song again? Yeah. Or is it too fast?
You better play that song again.
You can play the song again.
Okay. So it's rolling around at a slower speed.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we probably need to stop it rolling because we probably can't see that tail when it's rolling,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what will stop it? Maybe we can hold up the shield and shield stop it.
You hold up your shield. And it bounces off your shield and spins out of control and bumps it back into the wall out of control and then flops to the ground, stunned.
Perfect.
Okay. Sword, sword, sword.
Stab, 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 stab. And then, it does a death knell, kind of rolls its head back and falls over onto the ground. And then the marionette strings pull it back up into the ceiling out of view.
Okay, good.
Good, we've done it.
Okay, give us the princess.
But there's some new rumbling up above.
Oh, something else is coming down now?
Sarah, it's your turn.
Yeah, there is something coming down. It's it's something very large. It's gray and it's a huge, bulky creature shaped kind of like a frog or some kind of amphibian.
Oh no. More frogs.
It hits the floor and stands up slowly. It seems, again, a little bit unsteady, as if held from above by invisible strings this time. But it looks strong and it's heavily armored. And before you can do anything, the first thing it does is jump and the floor trembles and you get knocked down.
Ah!
Eek! Better get back up.
Yeah, good idea.
I immediately throw my boomerang at it.
You throw your boomerang at it, and it bounces right off. It's a lot of armor. The frogs.
Is it metallic armor?
It's not real armor. It's armor skin. It's, who knows? Oh. It's some kind of very thick material.
And it's a puppet. It's just that making looks like
a clang.
That is made of thick material.
It must be. Yeah, it must be. Like some kind of pleather. I don't know. It's hard to tell. But as you're contemplating this, it opens its mouth and starts to blow bubbles.
Cool.
At you.
Oh, no.
Probably not good. I throw my boomerang at a bubble.
You hit a bubble, and you hit a couple of bubbles, actually, because there are a lot of them. And they all explode.
Yay.
It was a little too close for comfort. You didn't get hit, though.
Okay, what can we do? What can we do?
While you're waiting to think about it, it jumps again, and you fall to the ground.
Oh, no.
And you stand up again, of course, right?
Yes. Of course.
Yeah. Yeah, thought so.
Shoot. Run around in a circle.
Okay, good idea. You run around the circular room. It keeps facing you.
Time to think.
But it keeps turning towards you, but it's momentarily distracted.
Okay. Huh. Maybe it has another weak point on its tail.
I want to. I'm going to reveal that I designed this room in the spur of the moment with a specific intention. I want to get behind this thing. So I pull out my hookshot and, facing it head on, I sidestep and hookshot one of the wooden poles on the side of the thing so I can get behind this guy.
Whoa, okay.
Oh, gosh.
So you hookshot the pole and you drop to the floor and turn around and it's facing you already because it.
Oh my gosh, it's too fast. No.
Okay, then I'll have to play the Song of Swiftness to become faster and then do the same hookshot trick.
Okay, you play the Song of Swiftness and it's still jumping around. Yeah, you're doing a lot of moves now because that song, I guess, in a row without it doing much. But yeah, it slows down and if you try to do the same trick, it turns around. You can see it turning around this time, but okay. It still is turning quite quickly.
Glass ball on its butt.
There might be something on its back, but you can't really tell before it turns around. You definitely wouldn't have time to do something.
Could I hook shot the monster itself and see if anything happens?
Well, it just so happens that it's just started to blow some bubbles again.
Oh no.
And actually, now that time has slowed down, you can see the bombs inside the bubbles.
Oh.
Some of them are regular bomb-looking items, and others are kind of flashing like they're about to explode. So you have a little more insight into how this battle is working.
Okay.
Would you like
to? And we want to boomerang the non-exploding bombs.
Okay. You
bubbles with non-exploding bombs in them.
Well, once you do that, they do explode. I think the jostling them will set off the bombs. Yeah, so all of those ones explode.
Okay.
And the creature does another big jump, knocking you to the floor.
Oy. Okay. Well, maybe we should try using the bug net to grab one of those bombs gingerly.
Yeah.
Okay. So you wait second because it's still kind of slow.
Battle.
And it opens its mouth a little slower, and it blows some bubbles, and you can see the difference. Which bomb were you going to catch?
The one that is not about to explode.
Okay, good idea. Okay, so now you're holding onto a bomb, but it is starting to flash.
So then I use the bug net to, like, catapult it into the mouth of Big Bubble Toad Ganon.
Okay, you throw it into its mouth just as it's just closing, and you hear a muffled explosion. The creature jumps and it falls, and it's a bit exhausted now on the floor.
Should I sword up its belly?
You could do that. Run up to it and start sorting it.
Yeah, sword.
But that skin is really thick, so it doesn't actually hit it.
Oh, no.
run around it looking for an opening, a crack in the armor anywhere.
Okay, you run around it to the back of it. You do see there is something on its back. It looks like a handle or something. It's almost like the end of a zipper on its back.
Oh.
Oh, man. Should we hookshot it?
We should hookshot it.
Okay, you hookshot the zipper. Yes. And it actually pulls it towards you.
Yeah.
And it opens up a hole. And this creature starts to transform.
Ah!
Into something else.
Nice.
Coming out.
What, though?
What is? I have no idea. I'm excited to find out.
Oh, okay.
What did we just... what did we do?
Okay, hold on. Okay, so before this gets started, I'm going to warn you. It's going to seem like this is a timed thing, that you have to do it fast, but you have all the time you need. You don't worry about doing it fast, okay?
Okay.
So from inside of Bubble Toad Ganon comes another form that's hanging from strings, but it is in the shape of a large tube. And the tube is narrower at the end that is pointed toward you. And it is scary. And it has a pig face on it. They were all supposed to be like Ganon-themed objects, guys. You remember Puppet Ganon? All the forms were like they had Ganon's face?
Yeah, yeah.
It's been a while since I played Wind Waker, so...
I mean, yeah, I did refresh my memory and then, I don't know, things just took a different turn. I mean,
I'm retconning it that the tiger and the toad both had tusks.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Just edit that in somehow.
That's canon.
And this guy has tusks too.
Whoa.
And it is swiveling to point at you. And as it does so, some sound fills the room. And it goes like this. All of Hyrule's knights couldn't hope to subdue me. Now an elf in tights has the gall to step to me. While I'm drawing the curtain on your fairy tale chronicle, your failure is certain. It's completely canonical, cause Ganon, is loaded and ready. My fuse is lit, and my aim is steady. In a matter of moments, I'll let loose my blast. Choose your next words wisely, as they're gonna be your last. Unless you wanna give up, and you're gonna turn back. Back. Back.
This Billy should chance. Attack.
Well, you have to say something in response.
We're using our words?
Yes, you have to say your response.
Okay. I'm so bad at musical improv.
Just one sentence.
This is the hardest challenge these people have ever
faced. We should just use our boomerang on this guy, I think.
Okay, you use your boomerang, and it clinks off, and it shoots a cannonball at you, and you lose half a heart.
It's 5.5 now, okay.
I have to come up with a rhyme.
Are we rhyming?
I think we're rhyming.
It's like a rhyme themed.
I hope to heaven that you're gonna rhyme.
We have to rhyme with ourselves, or do we rhyme with? This is
prompt was, unless you want to give up and you're gonna turn back.
Said we need to attack.
Yeah, there we
that
go.
Okay, you had your chance, but you rhymed like a dairy farmer, and my advance penetrated your fairy armor. Now just hold still while I reload. Reload. Load. Load.
Something, something. I'm so bad at rhyme.
You have to get the meter kind of right.
So it's like...
need to look at our inventory and make this make sense.
Are we not supposed to just, like, rap back at him? Is that what's happening?
You absolutely can just rap back at him. Although something in your inventory might give you an idea. I don't know what it would be.
We might want to just conjure a bomb and make it explode.
Okay. That's fine. Let me scroll down to the good responses. Yes. Holy crow, that made me quiver, sorta. I didn't know you spat fire like a river, Zora, but it's pointless. My victory is assured, and I'll go on dismantling you undeterred unless you have another trick up your sleeve.
So wait, did we hit it with a bomb? Is that what happened just now? I'm so confused.
You said something
about
it with
a rap bomb.
And making it explode.
A rap
it
bomb.
It was a rap. Exactly.
Okay.
It was da bomb.
Well, okay, I got this then.
Sleeve. Sleeve.
So Ganon,
take all the time you need, but do say something.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
No, I lost it. I can't. I've got such an easy rhyme to do, and I can't get there. Ganon, you're out here thinking you're the Calamity. You don't even belong on TV.
Are you rhyming TV with sleeve?
No, Calamity.
No, you have to rhyme with sleeve.
I'm glad we understand now.
I didn't hear sleeve.
Unless you have another trick up your sleeve.
Oh, we're supposed to rhyme with what he said.
Yes.
Oh, okay. What rhymes with sleeve? It's a Zelda item. Okay, hold on. Back to it.
Doesn't have to be a Zelda item. I mean, it's great if it is.
It just has to be an impressive rap. Sleeve. I just don't have any rap items in my inventory.
Sleeve rhymes with peeve, so...
Okay.
Magnanimous over-talking villains are my big pet peeve.
Whoa!
That's only one line, though. I need a second line to rhyme with that. I got nothing.
You're rhyming with his first line.
Okay, so I can just go from there.
I didn't know I had to explain all the rules of this.
I'm bad.
This is a bit new for the Zelda series, as far as I know. So I think
fair enough.
I don't think you understand Ganon. I'm as fast as a sparrow. Now get out of here and taste my silver arrow.
Whoa! Okay, here's the response. That's not fair. You must be cheating. Somewhere in there, you're hiding a game genie or a pro action replay. How about you let me play? I'll show you how to do it the Gerudo Valley way. But first of all, I'm going to blow you to pieces. 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 Pieces.
I bet you got nothing but pieces.
Yeah.
Okay, that put a crack in my steely will. You might actually rap with a modicum of skill, but I'm still standing. I'm not defeated. And my cannon parts aren't completely overheated, and I still have plenty of rhymes left, I think. 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 Think.
Okay. Ganon, you're finished. What do you got left? This is what you get for messing with the best. I don't know who you think you're dealing with. I'm Link. No, I didn't do that right.
Whoa!
I did that backwards. I should have started with Link.
You want to try that again?
No.
Do you want to get the bad response?
No, I'll do it. So it's Link.
Okay.
Think.
Okay.
Ganon, you don't hear messing with, you know my name is Link.
Oh no!
I forget the rest of what I said.
Well, he's probably suffering already.
It's going to be kind of anticlimactic, but I ran out of rhymes, so that's... you defeated him.
Hey, we're there. We're yeah. right there with you. Right there with you.
Okay.
All right, cool.
So, the cannon explodes.
Excellent.
I flubbed the intro. It sounded like I said Ganon, which is another good boss idea. But when the last form of Puppet Ganon is defeated, I think what happens is that a silvery or a golden rope falls down from the ceiling. And then it takes forever to climb up that rope. You know, it's funny, when I imagined doing Puppet Ganon as the boss, I was like, oh yeah, classic Zelda boss Puppet Ganon. But Puppet Ganon is only in like one game, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe it's also in Four Swords Adventures.
It is. I don't remember. I should know the answer to that question.
It is not a classic in the sense of being repeated a bunch of times.
No.
It's a classic in the sense of being awesome. So climb up to the top of the tower, and there is Zelda, and she's fine.
Yay!
You rescued her.
Yay! Woo! Does she recognize us in the mask?
Oh, you never took off the mask.
We never took the
she's
mask
like,
off.
Oh no, I'm being kidnapped by a bokoblin. Oh no.
I love when Nintendo programs those interactions in.
Yes.
Once in a great while, yes. Okay, well.
Wow.
And thus ends the first season, at least, or the first phase of Zelda Puzzle PodQuest. Well done.
Yay. That was an epic ending.
Making all the puzzles and solving all of them.
Yeah.
Together as a family.
It was a lot of fun to see what you guys came up with.
Yeah.
And how it all fit together.
I was very nervous that
it did fit together.
We would overstep and like two people would do the same thing. And I was a little terrified of it happening.
I kept thinking about that, and I kept telling myself, there's no way.
Yes.
I think there was a very good chance.
Yeah.
I was so afraid there was going to be another frog-shaped boss, for one thing.
Mm.
We had a frog, you know, frog overlap a little bit.
A little bit, but not like two frog bosses in a row.
Well, I also, when I was thinking about doing this, I thought, what do I want to make them do? And I did think about karaoke. And I thought that would be too mean, so I didn't do it. Fortunately, that would have been a pretty epic ending to do both.
Yeah.
But ultimately for the best.
I was worried that your responses wouldn't, like, because of the delay, that your responses wouldn't be exactly on the beat and I would have to, like, really stitch stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like I won't have to do that and we'll just be okay with.
Yeah. I mean, they were all perfect. So I don't think it'll be an issue.
Oh man.
Zach, what was the intended solution to the Hydra?
Oh, it was that, you would eventually The intended solution was a different way to get close to it so that you didn't get zapped by the lightning one. But that ended up not being relevant. And then if there was an imbalance in the heads, you would notice that the fire heads would start melting the ice heads, or the ice heads would start melting the freeze heads, such that eventually there would be only one kind of head, and then they wouldn't regenerate after that for puzzle reasons.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that it got too heavy on one side and fell off the bridge.
Ooh, I like that, though.
That's pretty good.
I did not think of that. That would have been better.
I liked how it turned out, though.
It was in the spirit of what my puzzle solution was, so I said, oh, wait, that's in the spirit enough. I like that.
Yeah.
I think I forced you guys into the intended solutions for the Shadow Link puzzles, so I don't have anything interesting to say about those. Except that I forgot to come up with rhymes for all of the objects and all of the scenarios, so I had to look some up in the moment, which was
that's what that bad was news. About.
Sarah, did we miss out on something in your zone?
Well, what I was picturing happening in the room with the stream was you could move the plank bridge over to one side and then swim across opposite the bridge so that the Shy Guy could walk across the bridge to the other side. But what you did also worked, it turned out, because of that crag in the corner. So, and then I actually, I had a contingency plan for if it walked into the water before you knew it was there, which was just to like reset the room, to have like a switch that resets the room. If you turn on the lantern, instead of seeing it, you would see the reset switch.
Oh, fun.
But I knew you would look for it right away.
Yeah.
So as is always the case on Zelda Puzzle PodQuest, we don't have a plan of what to do next. Yet.
Yeah, this is all just improvised.
It's improvised the week before we do it.
Yeah, basically.
But maybe we'll do more stuff. We're telling this to the people who listened. I don't know that anybody listens.
No, some people listen to this. We've gotten feedback.
I think so, okay. Yeah. I think so.
I don't remember getting any feedback. It must have been to you specifically.
Yes.
It was get rid of Ryan.
Yeah, no, I just have to... I
Well, we have we could certainly do another season of, you know, another game's worth of these, or we could even do a different type of game of them.
That's true.
Depending on what the audience wants to hear.
There are puzzles in other games, not just Zelda.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And we could force them into other games.
There are plenty of other mythologies
Bubble Bobble
that I could ghostwrite. Yeah. And instead of Impa, it'll be some other character. It'll be the guy from Bubble Bobble will be doing the labors of Hercules instead of Impa.
Mm-hmm.
I think people are into that.
There's an entire page of lore I wrote, by the way, about the Impa version of the labors of Hercules.
Yeah. Do you want? Is there any good details you want to share with us?
Where's my thing? Hold on. Basically this was like a bigger idea that could have been a whole thing episode if I wanted to spend the time to come up with individual puzzles for each of these, but I realized no, don't do that. Basically it was Impa the Powerful, because there's some Zelda dev interview where they talked about how in the Power Wisdom Courage thing that Impa represents like the good guy power. There's, like, this notion that Impa would be the character that would be the good guy wielder of power or whatever.
What okay. Around when was this? I've never heard this.
I don't remember, and I did not look it up before this episode, but...
Was it in reference to, like, Breath of the Wild era version of Impa?
No, I don't think it was in reference to a specific Impa. Maybe it was in the context of, like, Zelda 1, even. I think it might be one of those Dark Horse published books that I have on my shelf. Not even in a lore sense, in like an interview sense of just like, you know, you could consider her to be like the good guy counterpart to a Ganon character in some ways. Anyways, but I like the idea of her being this cool warrior that was charged with rekindling relationships with the King of Hyrule by performing labors. And so he made her go clean the Ordon stables by rerouting a river. And then capturing the Lord of the Mountain, who then runs away. The maze puzzle was not tested, and I think it worked out pretty good regardless. What else was there? And then the Gerudo lady with the belt that wards you from lightning, which is the other intended solution for how to get past the lightning Gliok head.
To have that belt?
You could have just grabbed that belt out of that.
I didn't even think to like reach into the other tapestries.
Yeah. Which is good because set up in a bigger version of this, they all would have had little things going on, but that was the only other one. Anyway, it was fun.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
But there's no Impa in Bubble Bobble. Our next season.
I mean, I think we could make it work if that's what you want to do.
It might just be Bubble Bobble, but with Impa and puzzles. PodQuest. BBBWEIAPP.
It might be.
Yeah. Are we done?
I think so. Thanks for listening, everybody.
End of podcast.
Yeah, we won the game.